Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Samach. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin and Madalef at the top of the page of the Mishnah. Ein Tormin, Shemen al Zithim, Hanichtoshim, Vulayayin, al Anovim, Hadidrochoif, Vim Torum, to Masa Truma, Vyachsa Vietrim. One may not separate Truma from oil for crushed olives, nor from wine for crushed grapes, as one separating from something completed, something that's not, and if he did, it's valid, but he must separate Truma again. Hawashoinim, Medamas, Bifnei Atzma, Bachayavim, Alea, Chaymesh, Avaloi, Shnia. The first truma prohibits when a small amount fell into chulin, if there aren't 100 parts chulin to negate it, and if a non-coin would eat it, he would need to add an extra fifth to the value. These do not apply to the second truma. One may separate oil for pickled olives or wine for grapes that will be made into raisins. Misha tom shemen al zeifim la'achila, v'zeifim al zeifim la'achila, v'yayin al anovim la'achila, v'adam al anovim la'achila, v'nim l'chadochem ein tzorech l'toim. One who separated oil for olives that will be eaten, or olives for olives that will be eaten, or wine for grapes that will be eaten, or grapes for grapes that will be eaten, and then decided to press them, he does not need to separate trimmer again. Ein tom midavar shenigma melachtoi, ador shelo nigma melachtoi, v'lo midavar shelo nigma melachtoi, ador shelo nigma melachtoi, v'lo midavar shelo nigma melachtoi, ador shelo nigma melachtoi, v'im toram to masa trimmer. One may not separate from a completed produce for an uncompleted produce, or vice versa, or from an incomplete produce for an incomplete produce, but if he did, it's valid. And the Gemara says, Taman taninan ein tomin medavar shenigma melachtoi, ador shelo nigma melachtoi, v'acha adam mehachin. The Gemara asks that the end of the Mishnah taught that one may not separate from completed produce for incomplete produce, but the beginning of the Mishnah taught that it's valid, but he must separate again. Rabbi Lah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'pnei geder mechatas shlo yihu mechatas b'teilim. Rabbi Lah, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that at the beginning of the Mishnah, the Rabbanim required separating again to prevent the negation of the parah adumah waters, means they required separating again as they were concerned that a person might always press a small amount of oil and then separate it as a truma of all of his olives rather than first press all of them, thereby avoiding the need to be careful with the tahara of the rest of his oil. This might ultimately lead to a lack of care with tahara in general, and might thereby negate the use of the parah adumah. Micha me geder hashevet or geder mechatas. The Gemara asks, which is more stringent, lost to the kahanim or negating the parah adumah? Because the earlier Mishnah taught that if one separates olives for oil, Beis Shammai say that it's not valid. Beis Hillel say it's not valid. Rabbi Yochanan say there explained there was a concern for lost to the kahanim. And here they were concerned for negating tahara. Nishmainim in Ador, Zeifim al Zeifim, Behu Osid Lakoitram, Anovim al Anovim, Behu Osid Ladochon, Truma Vyachso Vietroim, Harish Kan Gezel Hashevet, Vegeder Mechatas, Vatani Allah, Truma Vyachso Vietroim, Hadaoma Shegeder Mechatas, Chomir Megezel Hashevet. We answer from a Tesefta, if one separates olives for olives that are for pressing, or grapes for grapes that are for pressing, it's valid Truma, but he must separate again. Both the reasons of loss to the Kahanim and negating parah adumah are relevant here, but Tosefta taught that he must separate again. This shows that the more stringent concern is negating the parah adumah. Ma am Rav Yosi Hocha, ma in Rabbi Meir, the Mekel begezel Hashevet, machmir begeder mechatas, Rav Yosi de machmir begezel Hashevet, like Koshikain de machmir begeder mechatas. The Gemara asked that according to Rav Yosi, who said earlier that according to Beis Hillel, one who separates olives for oil, it's invalid trimmer since he's caused a loss to the Kahanim, would he say the same in our Mishnah that he should also be penalized because of the parah adumah concern and he should separate truma again? Ashkach tani b'shem Rabbi Yosi, ein tomim should say zeifim al zeifim, v'loi should say yayin al anovim, v'im tom tomas truma, and should say v'sorech l'toim shnia div Rav Meir. The Gemara answers from a brisa from Rabbi Yosi. Rav Meir says one may not separate from oil for olives or from wine for grapes. If he did, it's valid, but he must separate again. Rabbi Yosi omer, Beis Shammai oimim toimim, Beis Hillel oimim ein toimim, hakomoidim shim toram, shein tzorach letoim shnia. And Rabbi Yosi says that Beis Shammai permit separating in this way, but Beis Hillel do not permit it. Both agree that if it was taken in this way, it is valid, and Tumah need not be taken again. Have de'iyun should say, Rabbi Meir, Mekel begeder l'shevet, u'machmer begeder mechatas, Rabbi Yosi, machmer begeder l'shevet, u'mekel begeder mechatas. There are differing opinions. Rav Meir is lenient about loss to the Kahanim, but is stringent about negating the Parah Adumah, and Rav Yosi is stringent about loss to the Kahanim, but is lenient about negating the Parah Adumah.